We're now ready to begin chapter 22 of Genesis. Chapter 22 gives us the story of God telling Abraham to offer his son Isaac on the altar. So the first thing we'd like to know is just how old was Isaac and when did this happen? Well, we learn that Sarah died when she was 127 years old. She weaned Isaac when he was about 2 years old or so. And at the time she weaned Isaac, she was 92 and 93 years old. So Isaac would have been 37 when his mother died. And these events that we read about here in chapter 22 happened sometime between the time Isaac was weaned and the time his mother died. And so the question is, how old would Isaac have been? Well, as we close out the last of chapter 21, he says, Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. And then verse chapter 22 begins by saying, and it came to pass after these things. So we'd have to assume that somewhere in this period of time, between Isaac's being weaned and Sarah having died, that these events happened. And so Isaac was probably not just a little child, but he was probably at least in his teens, and he's possibly 25 or 30 years old. And it is true that he's called lad in verses 5 and 12, but this Hebrew word for lad is N-A-A-R. It's very flexible in its meaning. It can be translated as servant or as young man. And in verse 5, we have the young men that went with Abraham and Isaac. They're called by that same word, Ner, as Isaac is called in that same verse. So since exactly the same word is used in the same verse for the two servants and for Isaac, it's clear that in the Isaac's case, it should also mean that Isaac was a young man. But evidently the years from Isaac's having been weaned until this time of the command for Abraham to take him and sacrifice him in chapter 22, these years had been evidently happy ones. Isaac was growing. He did nothing that we read about to not bring about joy to Abraham and Sarah. He quite likely was a model child. He'd been worth waiting for. If any human being could be said to be deserving of being the heir of these promises, then Isaac certainly would meet those qualifications. Abraham and Sarah no doubt rejoiced and praised God daily for the great blessing that it had in Isaac. So beginning in chapter 22 of Genesis, we'd like to read the first two verses. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. So here we have suddenly God speaking to Abraham. And this would be quite a blow, quite a shock to Abraham. Abraham had not heard from God directly for many long years. He seemed to have been silent to Abraham. Everything was going great. The son was growing up. They're expecting him to eventually be the father of this great nation. But nevertheless, during this time, they still kept up their worship and love and trust to God. This didn't mean that God was not loved as much as ever. But when God did finally speak here, this was a different tone that God has now. He speaks... As one that is now going to put Abraham to the test. It said that God did tempt Abraham. Now, this doesn't mean that God tempted Abraham to sin at all. It just means that God was going to try Abraham to prove his faithfulness, to prove his obedience to God. Just like if we build a certain object and we know that it's going to function all right, we put it to the test, though, to see for sure that it's going to function. We test it. We're not trying to make it fail. We're not trying to make it break down. We're not trying to make it do something bad, but we're testing to see if it really is genuine. Not necessarily for the one sake who built it, who knows what it's made of, but for those around about who would have to deal with this object, may want to buy this object that we've made. We test it to prove to them that it will perform as it should. And so that's the case here with Abraham. God did tempt Abraham. And so just as when Abraham was called out of Haran and out of Ur of the Chaldees, God proved him to see whether or not he loved God more than he did his father. Here, when God gives him this command about Isaac, he's proven to see whether or not Abraham loves God more than he does Isaac. And this is going to be a terrific test for Abraham, just as it would for any of us under the same circumstances. Well, we'll close your lesson there. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.